Conversation.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
You are now live.
Hello.
Hello. Do you want me to? Yes, you're gonna watch it, not participate. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it.
I don't know anymore.
Yeah, cool. Yes. Okay, let's start. Hi, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Should we start dressing up?
Halloween. Yeah, we had a few. What is it?
Saturday.
Saturday, that's right. I should have.
Oh, the full moon. Oh, yes, it's full moon, and it's going to be the, what is it? The clock change.
Oh, and yes, daylight savings time.
Yes.
Is that on Monday, I think?
No, Saturday.
Saturday, too? Oh, my gosh.
So, public service announcement. It is a full blue moon, and it's a blue moon.
Yep, and then, and daylight savings time.
On Saturday, Halloween.
But we say there's no time or space, so.
But there is still being late to your acupuncture appointment.
True.
So set your talk. Let me see. So we have people online at Tongren Station. Let's see. It's our video. Oh, just got to refresh. Yep, we're good. How's it? But there is still being late to your... Okay.
You're very dark today.
Yeah, it's Halloween. Hey. Okay, we have some requests coming in. Okay, so Jackie, you know, we always start.
Yeah, we want to do an overview.
Sure.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our Monday healing session. Let's see. So we're doing a Tongren session. This is all about healing. It's an energy modality where we use our handy dandy doll and hammer. Don't ignore my doll. Yeah, he's missing an arm today.
It's okay. Yeah. See, even though broken or not, we want to show you that it's possible, and the mind and intention overcomes any body deformity.
Exactly.
Yes.
So we are going to use the doll and hammer today, and you can do this at home too if you have a doll and hammer. We're gonna tap almost like an energetic massage on the points to open up the blockages for each condition. So. This works so well virtually. You don't have to be in person. Obviously, we're all away right now. We have people all over the world that join us on these live sessions, and they get the energy just as they would if they were in person. So you can send us your requests through the chat, and we will begin taking them. Right now, we are on Facebook, TongrenStation.com, and Instagram Live. And we ask that you have three wishes, really. So three things you want us to work on. You don't have to have three, but yeah. Max is three for now.
Unless you're a senior citizen, then you get a bonus fourth. Okay. So we can start with the request on TongrenStation.com. That's our main website. So people on Facebook, if people on Instagram, feel free to go click onto TongrenStation.com and you can see all the latest updates, the news, all the old news, all the everything, and keep in touch.
Yeah.
And keep on track.
We can talk later about, we've got so many upcoming sessions. Remind me.
Oh, yeah. We have a lot of news coming up. So let's start with Holy Spirit. Okay, so please talk for Roseanne, Rosa, diabetes, memory, Suzanne, constipation. Okay, so let's start with some mind, emotions for everyone. So I see Anne also have worry and anxiety.
We got some other anxiety requests too.
Okay, so we can start at the top with anxiety and emotions and worry for everyone. I think when we start looking at the bright side and looking at the positive things and noticing and keeping track of and appreciating all the little victories, then the mind and emotions can open up as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like today someone comes in, I'm like, how is it? I'm like, oh, everything's horrible. I'm like, okay. So we go down the line, I'm like, oh, this is better. I'm like, oh, you know, everything is not horrible. You're doing great.
Yeah.
But then there's like one thing wrong, and you like, yeah, pinpointing on that thing instead of saying, wow, all these things are so much better. So, perception.
I like how you always say when you do the meditation, like, think of three things that are really good right now.
Yeah, last time I was like, I had a really good sandwich. I'm like, wow, you know,
that's
just being happy about anything.
Yeah.
Easy to please. So just thinking about all the happy things and cherishing those. So GP13, we're happy for that. Angel points is more emotions too.
Love the angel.
The PTSD, the trauma. GB22, BL6, LI20, cat whiskers, and we can go back to, that would be good for the memory too. Let's see, diabetes, intra-abdominal organ is triple warmer 20 up here. He doesn't use it so much anymore. There's always fads and trends. It was once the trend.
Okay.
I was like, oh, intra-abdominal organ. So,
bring it back.
At the top of the ear, pretty much right on top of it. So that is for all the organs inside the abdomen. So that includes the liver, gallbladder, pancreas, all the diabetes. And that'll be good for the constipation as well. And the vagus nerve, both sides. Seven. Lumbar. All the areas you can imagine that has a nerve going to the intestines. Small intestine, large intestine, too slow, not passing the bowel movement. Okay, then we have arthritis. I'm sure we have a few arthritis, so let's just do everyone's arthritis at once. Motor cortex, sensory cortex, both sides.
And anything itis is autoimmune.
Yes, yes. We're getting real lazy. Let's just do all the itis in one.
Yeah, let's do all the itis.
Do all at once so we can go home and watch Hocus Pocus.
Yes, let's do that.
Let's do that. So all the itis, arthritis, bursitis, colitis, all of it. People always go to a specialist like, oh, I'm going to the rheumatologist or I'm going to the digestion organs, like the enterologist, all these different categories and specialties when the main problem is the autoimmune attacking. It all has the same common root.
That's so interesting that so many, that most of these conditions like do have a common root, but like different can show up as different types.
You can attack anything from the skin to the hair follicle to the organs to the joints. And keep it under control and everything quiet there. Hormones, brain circulation. So let's do some brain health. Oh my gosh, my vision is so good. Not to toot my own horn, but oh wow. I've been doing like the headbands and the clips and everything, and I can see everything. Yes, I'm a very impressive.
That is really good, yes.
Or just normal.
Well, I'm not wearing my glasses. Yeah, whenever I still have to go a little closer, but like I have a really bad astigmatism usually. One time, when I started tapping, I went to the eye doctor and my eyes got better. Did I tell you that one?
Oh.
A couple years ago, my eyes went down on prescription.
Nice.
Yeah, one eye, but still, that's a victory.
Better is better. So we've got blue sky cover. Oh, also the eye, the macular regeneration.
Oh, yes.
So where we can work on the neck and the facial artery for anyone with the eyes, ears, nose, throat, all the facial concerns. See anyone else with eyes? We do have some lung and heart, though. Okay. So lung and heart come from the medulla. The medulla controls heart, lung, and vessels.
Okay.
It's like an all-encompassing point.
Yeah.
It's called the cardiac center or the life center.
Okay. Maybe I've heard it from my dad. I know someone told me that when you're born, like, your medulla is created first. Someone told me that.
So it's the life center. The vagus and the long thoracic and phrenic nerves for the breathing. Some people come in here just like wheezing and they're short of breath. Open this area, the neck for them, then it opens up the whole chest and they can feel like, oh, I can finally, you know, catch a full breath of air.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a patient last week who ended up in the ER and like everything he said sounded like a cardiac issue, a cardiac arrest. But so he said they ran all the tests, it was nothing, everything was good on the heart, they couldn't figure it out. I touched his neck and the left side of the neck was so tight, like rock hard. So the test that they're doing doesn't show like you have a tight muscle in the neck. They just say like, oh, the heart wasn't in an episode or anything. But we open up the neck and he's like, oh my gosh, I can breathe.
Oh.
So simple. Save a trip to the ER at like midnight, you know. or be my neighbor.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Maybe the best neighbor. Can I have a cup of sugar? Oh, can I have a neck massage?
We do trade. One time he came over, I'm like, I need eggs and butter. So those neighbors still exist. EDRA and hernia. That's all the lower body issues. T7 down. Had a patient come in, he had colorectal cancer, and he had a tumor on the hip, so walking is very difficult, really painful, pinching the nerves, and even he had acupuncture massage, he came down, he's like, I feel better, but his face kind of still said he was in pain. I'm like, you know, hang out there for 20 seconds, so we just tapped for no more than a minute, and it was his first time getting tapping too, and like, how'd you feel? How'd you like it? He's like, I feel the tingling. I feel the warmth. And then he comes with a cane because he can't put pressure on that leg. And he took the cane off and he was actually putting pressure on it. He's like, I haven't been able to put pressure on that leg for months now. More than 5 months. And we just did a little tapping.
That feels so good for someone
that. That was great. Sjogren, Raynaud's. Sjogren is the autoimmune making the dryness. Up here is the yin.
Oh, yeah.
Yin town.
No, sour
yin.
Point?
Yes. Yi Ming for the sour point. Yeah.
I love that.
Sour point. Celebrate.
Pucker her up.
Rainbows. The coldness. Oh. The cold going to the hands and feet. So, gotta take care of the rain on before winter hits. That can be coming from the medulla as well. So, Raynaud's when all the vessels going far, like they contract, so it doesn't bring enough circulation in the blood. So it's cold. So that's the vessels from medulla.
Okay. So medulla has a lot to do with circulation.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. All the vessels, heart, lung vessels. A vessel means the circulation.
I think of like a life force, and it's just like pump, like almost. spreading the goodness throughout.
It's like the river that brings the supplies, right, to the cities. Pancreas, ovary, bones. C6, C71. Vagus. T7, 8, 9, right. TMJ shoulder, we did some shoulder, TMJ uterine. Okay, let's tap for the TMJ on the right hand side. I think someone had the abscess too. Oh, I think it was this one. So we could tap for abscess on both T, the TMJ, the trigeminal, so just like the nerve pain in the face.
TMJ stands for
it's tight. Yeah.
Tight.
I don't know the full word for it, yeah. But yeah, it's like all the nerve,
okay.
The pain, like the shocking, stabbing pain. So we're going to tap on the out point. And then it can go into the jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Temporal mandibular. Dang, oh my man.
So many acronyms.
In this spot. The neck. One, two, three, four. Scoliosis. Okay, Ashley, we'll tap for your migraine later. We've got to get to the IG.
We got a few people on from migraine.
Great. I'm not great,
oh,
but.
Yes. Thanks for joining, Ashley. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we've seen you before. Welcome. Right now, we're still on, we're taking requests on tolerancestation.com, and then we'll do Facebook, I believe, and then we'll do Instagram.
Oh, actually, since we're working on the cervical dystonia, that's all like the neck and the cervical, that will help with your migraines.
Okay. All right, Ashley, going to use some good chi-fried migraines. Opening up the neck.
This will help open up the scoliosis as well. And the emotions. Let's go up.
Oh. So Ashley said she was an old Tom Tam student.
Oh.
Been years. He has my son in 2006.
Oh. Well, welcome back.
Great.
Just tap on out one head for your migraine, for everyone, for brain circulation, emotions. Oh, there is, because we had an 8-year-old patient with a brain tumor, and she's doing really well. She just had the MRI, and it showed that it's stable, and the dad said it looks much less dense.
Oh,
yes.
That's a little girl.
Kate, yeah, and Quincy. So the size didn't grow bigger or smaller, it's stable, but the density looks smaller.
Yeah.
Less.
Terrific.
Yes.
Terrific.
So they are doing so well that the dad tells people on the forums, because there's, you know, like support group forums on Facebook. So this dad drove his 5-year-old up from South Carolina.
Yeah.
She has a brain tumor too, but she's doing better after 24 hours.
Don't they think you might move here?
Oh, not surprised.
I thought I heard that.
They said, they're like, if we see the difference, we will consider moving here. So We need a realtor out there.
I know, I was going to say, buy real estate around Haverhill, Mass. Or Quincy, Mass. Yes. Boston area.
Happy Mama, maybe you can come too. Okay, let's tap for Happy Mama's perfect blood. Okay.
Wow. Thank you, Ashley. That story is incredible. So she said she's tapping too. She's enjoying the Instagram Live. It's new, so I'm glad to hear you're liking it. And that her son had leukemia, and Tom helped him a lot.
Thanks, Ashley. So, okay, so we are tapping for leukemia right now, so we can send this to your son with permission, if he gives permission. But you can always ask for it another time. So we're tapping for Happy Mama in Canada with the CLL leukemia.
Hi, Happy Mama.
Mm-hmm. Mama Sherry. So Dan came back again today, the older gentleman. Yeah, he has the lymphoma and the AML, which is the most dangerous type of leukemia. It's acute myeloid.
It's blood disease, right?
Yeah, the blood cancer, they say.
Yeah.
But like the blood growing wrong instead of like healthy blood, it gives like too much of a low quality blood. So it grows wrong. But he just had another week where he didn't need the infusion. Yeah.
Wow.
So this is the longest he's been
with. I remember when he first came in. He just seemed like his things were all in. How incredible that
the longest time without the transfusion, and he even went to play golf three times this week. He hasn't played golf in 15 months because he's been feeling like duty. He played three times.
Wow.
9 hole, and then they said, like, yeah, not 18, whatever is under 18, or he got late or anything, but played, and then he just went to the driving range, hasn't played in a year and a half. I think 80 something.
Wow. Yeah.
So.
There's always hope.
Ooh. Believe 15. So with permission for Will, a water on the brain and the balance. So I was reading up. Allison, thank you. Allison sent an article to me about the water in the brain and the hydrocephalus. And they said that it's actually all the water is not from the circulation of the vessels. In fact, it's the circulation of the lymph that will help clear out the brain and water. So, yes, I was looking for you. Mm. So let's tap for the water in the brain.
Okay.
Let's start at the top.
So the lymph is not draining correctly?
Yes, I think that is what's going on. So the tap on the ouch went on the brain. But they said, she said balance, so that might be the brain stem right here, the back. Yes.
Ooh, that feels good. Yeah.
Perks, work perks.
How can they can see?
Oh, yes, I can't see it anymore. Well, like the brain stem here, yeah, the basal ganglia.
What is that? That's
oh, ledging?
Yeah.
More like over level with the ear. That area is for balance. So if he's having problems with balance, that's probably where the water is locked. Then we can tap it downward. Open up the circle of the list, all the circulation. Yeah, what did that say?
Oh, we gotta mask
me. Oh, mask me.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I think it's just like subglandular. I think it's like skin. Oh, the skin.
Okay.
Nasty.
Nasty. I've never heard of that before. Okay, sorry. I'm being slow right now.
We're not hip.
We're old ladies.
T3 for the brain water.
You guys hear that we are like in Star Wars right now? Mm-hmm. That's the Galaxy One that we will show you later. Okay.
SI joint, sciatica, bladder.
More migraines.
Okay, so Esther. Tapping for all your concerns. SI joint, sciatica, bladder, all the lower body issues.
Okay.
Okay, and Dolly also has arthritis in the lower spine, so this is all connected. So it's tapping for Dolly and Esther. Going to the hyperparathyroid. So the parathyroid C6. The migraine, I see.
Yeah, I've got another migraine. Ashley, how's your migraine doing?
Yeah. I'm tapping on the migraine again for everyone.
Oh, and for Charlie, Paula's on Charlie, Matt's dad, just was diagnosed with Lyme. He's having headaches with Lyme. So we got that too.
And we have a whole group in New Jersey that we are including. Reed. Talk to mold, smoke, chemical. Yeah, let's flush it all out.
Kidney flush. Hey, boy, are you on?
Taking roll call.
Kidney flush for my homies. That's a great line.
We'll turn out for the homies. This is for detox for everyone. Whether it's smoke, mold, toxin, medication, the wrong medication, the right medication. Also, evening can help the metabolism of all the chemicals.
Yeah, J-Boy!
Yeah.
Oh, your question.
Jackie, what did you say?
When you're born, your medulla... Oh, I heard, and don't quote me on this, but when you're born, the first things created is the medulla. And it does make sense that it's a life force, so I will look that up to make my statement true.
But it makes sense. It's the life center, it's where like the heart and the lungs, everything starts from the medulla. Mm-hmm. It builds up on you.
Yeah.
Oh, Coco is doing well. Her breathing and heart. Oh, that's medulla.
Medulla.
Yeah, so the breathing in the heart is improving. Good. So what's...
She's going to be looking fierce. The yes. Black. Thank you.
It feels like we're in a gang. So we can keep tapping for the groin, the lumbar, hips. Hello. So Allison had been clenching her teeth, so yeah, that could be the neck getting tight. The neck making this, and then when this is tight, that can go to the headache also.
Yes.
Now angel point.
We got a request for angel point.
Michelle.
J-Boy has a question too. Point for receding gums. So you could tap on the ouch point.
Yeah, I would say ouch point, but also allow the facial artery to help pump up more circulation to the face, the jaw, the gums.
And your gum is skin too, right?
Yeah. And probably the muscle and skin. Mm-hmm. Ooh, IBS, pelvic floor, bladder, groin. Motor cortex, sensory cortex. Kathy K, this is for you. Lumbar.
Oh, the brown notebook is Jane, Casey, and Bella. She knows you.
Casey and Bella. Oh, okay. Yes, hey, Jane. Okay. Wow, we have 23 people on conversation and then Facebook.
Yeah, what a crew.
Ooh, okay, so the edema in both the legs is gone.
Oh,
nice. Tree branch. Spinal fluid in the brain. So we were talking about the pressure in the water earlier.
Yeah.
So lymph. Drain that water out. Grounding. Oh, Ryan is here from South Carolina, actually North Carolina, and he had AML as well, and which is the worst type of leukemia, but all fixed, all healed in 6 months. Nice.
Wow.
Okay, tree branch, also some grounding, flashback, PTSD. We did the wheezing already, so we're talking about angel points. Angel point is the GB22. That's the anger, fear, suicide, and a lot of that trauma. So then there's BL6. I'm a dummy. I'm tapping myself. BL6 is for the mirror neuron. There's the Tai Yang. And then there's Tom's Island. And good old cat whiskers.
Yes, we did get a request for cat whiskers.
Mm-hmm. That'll be for the PTSD. Okay, that would be good for a sinus as well. So that opens all that up. Eileen and crew, we tapped already for the sinus allergy, brain, insulin. Yep, we covered everything. And then like,
so we got skin request, anxiety. I accidentally. Hi, Nikki. I don't know if you're still on. You wanted to. Let's see who's on.
Hey, Facebook people. Do you want to do you or Facebook?
I'll do Facebook. I think we're covered on IG.
Oh, nice.
We have some more anxiety and then skin and the mask. Me, which I just learned what that term was.
Okay, so we can have do the...
Yes. So, indigestion, we've got a request for lymphomas removed surgically, we got inner knee.
So like almost just like a fatty tissue.
Yeah, and pain post-surgery.
Oh, knees. Fatty growth can just be, it's like a benign tumor almost, just like a fatty growth lymphoma on both the inner knee.
Okay.
Ouch, Jenny. Oh, nice to see you. Oh, see the anesthesia. So that was good that we did the detox and the kidney flush earlier.
Yes.
A lot of positive reviews and positive feedback today.
Yeah, let us know how you're feeling too. For any newcomers, you may feel some warm tingling. It's really calm, peaceful. Let us know how you feel.
Happy Mama says she felt a huge rush of chi. So,
Hi Casey and Bella, welcome. Mm-hmm. Okay.
In Virginia. Oh, we have people all over the states.
Yes. So we have a request for ringing in the brain, headache, insomnia.
So the neck going up to the brain. That'll help open up the ringing and also the insomnia and the headache. G7.
Hi, Jenny. I used to live in Virginia, too.
Really? You've been everywhere.
After college, I moved to Richmond, Virginia. I was there for a little bit. I liked it there.
Nice.
We're southern. Oh, thank you from Puerto Rico. Hello.
Oh, touching all corners of the earth.
Yeah, we got Virginia, Canada, Puerto Rico today.
We have a few from California.
California, Indiana.
Oh, North Carolina, South Carolina.
That might be it for Facebook.
Oh, healthy platelets, bones. Okay, healthy platelets and bones. We did that, but we can do that again
for everyone.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's do
that. We did indigestion.
71 for the bones and the blood. Maybe something going back to play golf.
That's really, really cool.
I haven't played in 15 months, so he's trying to get it all out right now.
Yeah, before it gets cold, too.
The healthy blood for everyone. T1, 7, and 9, because 9 is the liver. Liver produces the blood, but also the kidneys have to flush out any of the old blood that's not made properly for the cells. Anyone else missing on IG?
I think we got everyone on Instagram.
Oh, we are so good.
Just double check one more time, because I know one time we had an issue. Skin, migraines, headaches. Yeah. Energy, anxiety. You got it.
Yeah. So we have some announcements for upcoming events, seminars.
Yeah, we have a few seminars happening in the next few weeks. If you go to TongueRunStation.com, you'll find out our information. But we have one from Monica, who's going to be doing a tongue run session.
Yes, 2 days.
Oh, yeah, 2 days. And then we have...
In Spanish.
In Spanish. So anyone who speaks Spanish, who's interested in that, that'd be great. I know a little... Poquito.
Not enough.
Oh, yeah, one more. Spine injuries. And so excited, I know. And then we have Joe, who is doing a class. I think his is 2 days as well.
I think his is 1 day. I believe it's one day. Yes, the information's online, so you can check that out on TongueRunStation.com.
Hi, Casey and Bella. Yeah, there is an Joe will be doing an English lesson, and we also have an Italian class.
Yes.
Doctors in Italy are going to be doing
Okay. Yeah, they had their 10-year anniversary in Italy. So it's been 10 years since Italy has been doing Tongren, teaching it in the hospitals. And actually, it's been making waves in Italy. It's been like making it into mainstream medicine. So it's in a few schools. It's in the IMA information for passing your course. So the Italian Medical Association, if you want to be a doctor, you have to pass their exams. And in their exams, they have the TomTam healing system.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Okay.
So, yes. Oh, so Casey, I think so. You'll be there, you say? It's exciting. And then we got to... So those are the sessions happening. So go to TomTamStation.com to learn more, sign up. And then we got
Angel Points request.
And then we also got one... from Andreas for spine injuries.
Oh,
Andreas,
okay.
So angel points are popular lately. So memory, they're connected to your sense of smell.
Oh, you probably can't see. Okay. These are mine. Right next to the nose is called LI20, the cat whisker point. So when you open up the smell and the sense of... smelling the chocolate chip cookies brings you back to this memory. And then when you open this up and kind of also remove those ties, then you don't get triggered. Like, some people smell, I have a patient, like, the smell of this tape reminds them of getting chemo. Because they have to, like, tape her things and the cords and whatever. But, yeah.
Like, freeing you of that bad memory.
Yes.
Or, like, if you have a good memory, I'm sure it's good.
Strengthen it. Balance, right? Yeah. If there's no problem, then it won't need to be open. But if it's open...
Ooh, we got one for the olfactory, too.
Oh, yeah, that is olfactory, yeah. The old factory, the new factory, the young factory, Dad says. Dad jokes.
Dad jokes.
The GB22, the PL6.
Pineal as well. Not pineal.
Yes, you can.
Is that how you pronounce it? Pineal.
Pineal. Pineal. It depends if you're Tom Tam pronouncing them or not. That can be found behind the hypothalamus, so we could do a GB22, 23. It's like tucked away in there.
That's for hormone regulation, right?
It's also like the emotional brain.
Top of the head, all the emotions.
Yeah. Can't live with them, can't live without them. And Andrea's with the spine injury. Okay. Motor cortex, sensory cortex.
Okay. I'm curious about the people with the headaches are feeling.
Yeah. No more headache, still headache, worse headache. How's everyone doing? And Andrea's, how is the spine feeling? Because he's been all over the world. He's in Switzerland?
Wow.
Yeah, Sweden. And, traveled here a few months ago, maybe like a year now. Yeah, a little less than a year ago. Found a blockage on C1, C2 for you, Andreas. Down to the T7.
You have a really good memory. So you remember all the patients you worked on, but you might not remember their name, maybe, but you're like, oh yeah,
TC1. gotta keep up with Tom Tam. To keep up. T7 down to the lumbar sacrum.
Yeah.
I think we'll have a treat for everyone. So because we finished a little early today, we can let you guys watch the Galaxy One project. And this is Tom's newest thing. That's great. That's his dad. That's newest thing. And it has different images of the entanglement of humankind with the universe, universal energy. And he also said that, I don't think I expressed this before, but we're discussing it. He said, you know, when the sun's rays are, you know, exuded, it doesn't reach the earth until 8 minutes and 22 seconds later. Because it has to travel, right? Mm-hmm. So if we're here and we put our mind to the sun, then we are automatically there. Mm-hmm. And that means we are going into the future by 8 minutes and 22 seconds.
Wow.
So if we have these images of like the sun, the universe, and the universe even farther than the sun, the Milky Way even farther than the sun, so even further into the future. But we are putting our mind on the future, and then we see the healthy organs on the videos. So we're entangling you, hormone energy, quantum energy, into the future with these healthy organs.
Oh, I love that.
So you're
that
preparing
was so well explained.
For all the healthy organs and healthy cells.
Okay,
so
this.
Let's.
Oops, there we go. One sec.
All of things getting intense. Okay, let's see.
Do you want me to hold phone?
Maybe. Okay. Oh my gosh, this is like the perfect.
There we go.
Go look at that.
That is perfect. Okay. That's good. I'm going to open.
Don't gaze into the sun too much.
Okay, we hope everyone enjoyed that. And remember to go check out all the information and the latest upcoming classes on tongmenstation.com. And we hope to see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.